It's Thursday night and I'm at the People's History Museum with Jeremy Deller, who tonight is launching the publication of his procession event that is co-produced with the International Festival and Corner House. Jeremy, can you tell me a little bit about the thinking behind procession and why you've gone on to do a publication?
Well, it was a commission from the festival. I wanted a public event for the festival by an artist. And I just thought the best thing, most public thing you could do really is a procession or a parade. It's a very straightforward idea, people understand it. It means people can take part, and you can do many things with a procession. So I thought I'd just do that.
There's a quote on the back of the publication that says you wanted it to be a little bit like Britain, loud, annoying, and a bit of a mess. Do you think you achieved that?
Hopefully, yes. I'm not a control freak when it comes to organising things, so things can slip slightly and get a little bit out of control maybe, and I wanted it to reflect the town and the country really in a lot of different ways, not just a sort of an official sort of shined up version of Britain.
Do you feel like having done it in Manchester that there's been any lasting impact of the event?
I have no idea, because I don't live here. But having said that, the steel band that you can hear now, I've kept in contact with them. We're doing a record, and they played at Glastonbury, and that came from the procession. So that's a pretty cool thing for them, at least. So,
do you think it's the kind of thing that could work in other cities, or is it peculiar to the Northwest?
Well, I think, you know, Manchester is a town where people will, if you want to do something, there is a spirit where people will just go ahead and do something or take part and get involved. I don't know if all towns are like that necessarily, but Manchester, I've worked in Manchester before, and I knew that would be the case here, so that's why it's a good town to do something like this.
On a slightly unrelated note, what do you make of the kind of state of arts and culture at the minute with all of the financial happenings that are impacting on what people do?
I think, you know, it's bad for the arts, but it's bad for the country in general. Every all around the country, people are having meetings saying how we're going to cut 25% off our budget, not just in the arts. So I think we're all in the same boat, but it's not a particularly nice boat to be in. But I think the arts will be hit harder because they're not seen as essential. Me? Well, I'm lucky. I'm in a position as an artist where I'm at a level in my career or whatever you want to call it where I probably won't be affected as much as other people. I mean, some people are going to just be devastated by this. But people who like, run little theatre companies and so on, they're probably going to lose all their funding. And that's the worst thing.
What's next on the cards for you?
I'm making a film about a 70-year-old Welshman who lives in Florida but is a professional wrestler. Was very famous in Britain in the 60s and 70s, but still wrestles and has had this kind of amazing life. And that's being edited at the moment. But who knows, you know, there's all these things going on. I'm very lucky. I always get offered things to do, so I just wait around and see what happens, really.
And can you let people know where the publication is going to be available?
Well, hopefully everywhere, but I suspect mainly online. Corner House are publishing it and they're distributing it. You know, good gallery shops, I'd say. But in Manchester, at the Corner House, definitely.